there was a nice young family. They had a young girl, 3 years old, and a new child was given to them. Coming back with a new baby girl who was a little colicky and cranky, she cried all day. And at the evening, the older sister said, "Mom, Dad, where did you get this child?" And the parents said, "We got her from heaven." And the young girl says, "No wonder they kicked her out." When you're the oldest in the family, you have a lot to live up for, and it's tough. And when someone new enters in, it's not easy. However, people who know the gospel well will always tell you that the gospel is not about crying. It's about laughing and smiling. The Psalms of King David, the book of Psalms, is sort of the soundtrack for Hebrew and Christian worship. We use it throughout the Služba Božja. Today, you notice that on Palm Sunday, we changed the Psalms, Psalm 114, 116. But what's the very first word in the book of Psalm? In the Septuagint version, the Greek version, Makarios. Makarios in Greek means happy, blessed, joyful. The Psalms remind us that the goal of the Christian is to be happy. There was a little book I read many years ago that had such a big influence on me, and the title was, "A Sad Saint is No Saint at All." If you're always down in the dumps, always decrying your situation, never a sense of humor, there's something wrong. If God is in heaven, and God is our light, our joy, and our salvation, as the Psalms say, shouldn't you be a little happy? Shouldn't you realize that God is in charge? The early Christians used to look at the Hebrew scriptures, and they would read it with analogy, and they would look at the stories and say, how does the story of the Hebrew scriptures compares to Jesus' life? So we take one story today, the story of Joseph and his 11 brothers. There were 12 brothers, and they were jealous. They were jealous of Joseph, one of the youngest, right before Benjamin. And you know the story. It's even in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. What did his own brothers do? They wanted to kill him. That's not for me, but I appreciate the soundtrack. They wanted to kill him, but one of the brothers says, no, let's not kill him. Let's sell him to slavery in Egypt. Remember, Jesus was in Egypt, and they did that. They sold him to slavery, not caring about his father, not caring about what they're doing to their brother. And at the end, Joseph arose after many difficult years to be one of the leaders of Egypt. And when he was betrayed by his brothers and finally met them, they were afraid. But what does he say? In the last chapter of the book of Genesis, chapter 50, I recommend that you reread it today. This is the response of someone who was sold into slavery, betrayed by his brothers, abandoned for years. The evil that you plan to do to me. He doesn't deny evil. Forgiveness is not about forgetting. It's about transforming. It's about saying, evil dies in me. I will not be a host to anger or to evil. The evil that you plan to do to me has by God's design been turned to good, that he might bring about, as indeed he has, the deliverance of a people. Because one man forgave. Because one man said, I'm in charge of my life. You don't tell me what to do. I'm not a puppet or a doll. I will not say, you made me mad. You did this to me. I choose what I want. But it's so unusual. Sure, In a dysfunctional society in the kingdom of the blind, the people who can see are very weird. But that's what it is. This is God's way of saying that the Passover that we will celebrate is not just about the angel of death passing over the houses of the Israelites, but that evil will pass over you and not touch you. The only way evil can win in your life if you say, yes, I will be angry for 20 years. I will be angry for 10 years. I will seek revenge. I will seek what my jealousy wants to do. That's why the early Christians said the person who gives into this evil is really like the living dead, where the heart beats but gives no warmth, where their eyes see, but they can't see their brother and sister, where they complain about life being mean to them and have given up all autonomy about choosing what their life wants to stand for. Even on the cross, Jesus said, you decide what you do with what happens to you. If you want to cry and complain, you will be in that poor chorus of people. Like the Bible says, they're like doors on hinges, always moving on their bed and never getting anywhere. We are those people who choose a life for ourselves in spite of the difficulty. We do not gloss over it. We admit it's hard. We say it's difficult. We say we still have a choice. So the Lord calls us to joy, to salvation. Never die while you are alive. The fight is not against people or circumstances, but it's against the darkness that wants to wipe away your smile and steal your joy. Always be blessed. Always be full of joy, because God has chosen you. In conclusion, there was once a man, Steve Jobs, who was adopted because his parents didn't want him. And as a young boy, kids would make fun of him, and he cried. But finally, one day, he talked to his adopted parents and said, everyone says my parents didn't want me. But his adoptive parents says, no, no. It's not that they didn't want you. We chose you. You were chosen by someone who loved you. And that's the thought that can also go to us. You are not alone. The evil that is in your life can always be turned to good. The Lord who led the people out of Egypt of slavery to the promised land has the power to do that in your life. Don't give up. Your life was meant to be much more than someone who just suffers. It was meant to be as someone who laughs, who smiles, and realize God is on your side. Who can win? God's pretty good. Slava Isusu Christu.